Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host today, where we play all blues and nothing but the blues. In the studio today, we have a guest. We have an old friend of mine named Michael Caswell. How you doing, Mike?
Doing well, Johnny. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you having me here.
Hey, well, it's our pleasure. Trust me. Mike, as a musician, you know, we all learn to play the blues. You know, when you're young, you learn that 1-4-5 blues progression.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the blues started way back. But for me, it's the Mississippi Delta blues. What's your think on that?
I'd have to agree. That's kind of when everything took off. Even in the early, you could say 20s and 30s, most of those recordings were on acoustic guitars. You know, it was way before electricity.
Oh, yes.
And usually recorded in motel rooms and things like that. Not very state of the art. You know, the recordings were not great.
No, and that's an understatement.
So it really was something that, you know, that these recordings even exist at all.
Yeah, a lot of those guys got taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, they give them $20 to sing 10 songs, and they were on their way. Sign this before you go, and the $10 is all you got and all you were ever going to get.
Mm-hmm. They would own your songs.
They would own everything.
Everything.
That's right. Well, hey, after this, we'll get back into some more history. But right now, let's get back into John Lee Hooker and one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Got it.
That was Damn Right I Got the Blues from Mr. Buddy Guy himself. You know, pretty much the definition of Chicago blues. Greg Clapton called him the best player on the planet today. Here we are now with the original version of Fishbowl Blues from Mr. Taj Mahal.
Blues. Looked over the corner, grandma. Sim. children.
Oh my, that was a third degree from Mr. Johnny Winter. Man, that's a hot guitar player right there. One of the greatest guitars ever, in my opinion. Before that was the Taj Mahal version of Statesboro Blues, a song that actually inspired Eric Clapton of the, not Eric Clapton, that would be Dwayne Allman of the Allman Brothers to play slide. That's right. Well, listen, if you like the show, why don't you log in to WVFFradio.com, drop us a line. We thank you for listening, and we'll be right back with some more blues. You listen to WVFF Radio 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. All blues and nothing but the blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host. We have Michael Caswell as a guest in the studio today. You know, I talked about how, you know, the guys, when they first started in the Delta, they didn't make much money, if money, any money at all. And they kind of migrated north. What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, you got to go where the dollar is.
That's right.
You know, as blues started moving up the river, you get to Chicago, and even before that in Memphis, you had Sun Records. But once you get into the Chicago sound, you know, things started getting a little more polished. The recording started being a little cleaner. There's electric organs, you know, there's horns, and most importantly, electric guitars.
Oh, yeah. You know the old saying, Muddy Waters invented electricity in 1950.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, then you got, you know, like the Chess Records and all the guys come in, you know, like Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and everything. Like you said, it was a lot more polished sound, and it just took blues to a whole different direction. Well, I wouldn't say a different direction, maybe the next generation or phase of the blues. Mm-hmm. And of course, listen to Johnny Winter right then. That's pretty much the definition of some hard and dirty Chicago blues. I'll tell you what, though, we're going to get right back into it with Mr. Bryce Janey himself with Funky Guitar Blues. Talk blues. Hound Dog from Big Mama Thornton, the original version. And a lot of people don't realize that was Mr. Buddy Guy playing guitar on that. Before that, we had Funky Guitar Blues from Iowa's own Mr. Bryce Cheney. Don't go anywhere. We got more to come. Mr. Marcus King, Spartanburg's own.
Sleep until the work was done. Papa was a preaching about the fires of hell. If you want a drink of water, got to go to the well. the cornerstone church trying to curse my soul. But the good Lord give me that rock and roll. You never can tell. So one for the money, to another show. Three for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
was the incomparable Miss Bonnie Raitt. Just what a wonderful voice she has. Before that, that was The Wail from Mr. Marcus King. Definitely the new generation of blues guitarists. He's from Spartanburg, South Carolina. You know, Mike, we were talking earlier about how, you know, the blues guys from the Delta migrated up to Chicago. You know, everything changed. What do you think was the most noticeable thing about it?
Like we were talking about earlier, the recordings clearly got better. A little bit more money involved in the production. Larger bands. You had horn players instead of just playing on, you know, an out-of-tune honky-tonk ragtime piano. You had electric organs and Fender Rhodes and things like that.
Stratocasters.
But if you're listening to those recordings, one thing you definitely hear is a very overdriven guitar tone. And that came with small tube amps of the time not being able to keep up with these loud, large bands that they had.
Definitely.
Pushed the amps into overdrive territory, and that kind of made the sound of what we know as blues guitar.
Yeah, you know, and it really put guys on the map. You know, guys like Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters. And you can't forget about Leonard Chess from Chess Records. I mean, he really took blues to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, any one of them guys owe him a big debt of gratitude. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, I'm glad you were in the studio with us today. You want to come back sometime?
Absolutely, Johnny. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. We're here. We're having a good time talking about the blues. That's it for today's show. I can't thank you enough for listening. If you have any comments or requests or anything, if anything me and Michael said was incorrect, drop us a line and tell us we're wrong. And we'll be glad to argue with you about it just a little bit. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio, Veterans for Truth, 97.7.